Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, December 3rd. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, concerns about inflated home appraisals and how to get the best deal when financing a new car. There's growing evidence that appraisers are coming under renewed pressure from various parties to essentially inflate the appraised value of homes.
It's coming at a time when sales of homes are limited, when mortgage originations are expected to be down significantly this year compared to a year prior.
That's Wall Street Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis. An estimated 1 in 7 appraisals conducted from 2011 through early 2014 inflated home values by 20% or more, according to data by Digital Risk Analytics. Meanwhile, bankers, appraisers, and federal officials said inflated appraisals are becoming more widespread as the recovery in the housing market cools. Loan officers and real estate agents are turning the heat on appraisers whose valuations can make or break a sale. Almost 40% of appraisers surveyed from September 15th through November 7th reported experiencing pressure to inflate values, according to Alterra Group. That's up from 37% in the previous year. As a reminder, during the economic downturn that we're still recovering from, inflated appraisals left some homeowners in a really bad position.
The fact that appraisals back then in many cases were overvalued did not really become evident until home prices started to decline and many homeowners found themselves owing more than what their homes were actually worth.
Federal regulators are looking into discrepancies across the industry. As we continue, getting the best deal when financing a car.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Looking for a new car? Before you head out to the dealership, consider these facts about car loans to ensure you're getting the best financing available. For starters, WalletHub's Jill Gonzalez says auto loan rates are better than ever right now, but especially if you're looking at new cars.
So now is the time to really push that deal through. Interest rates on bank car loans have fallen by around 15% for new cars and 10% for used cars.
That's across a wide range of lenders.
That's including community banks, national banks, credit unions, and car manufacturers. And we found that car manufacturers charge the lowest auto loan rate for new cars, about 40% below average.
But a lot of it still depends on you and what your credit score is.
Financing a car costs 4 times more if you have fair credit than if you have excellent credit. And that amounts to about $6,000 in extra interest paid over the life of a $20,000 5-year loan.
And there's even a major difference between manufacturers when it comes to financing.
We did see that Mitsubishi, Nissan, and Kia offer the lowest financing rates out of the manufacturers we examined. And Chevrolet, BMW, Mitsubishi have the best lease deals.
More information on the best ways to save when financing a car can be found at WalletHub.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.